VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Dozens of people are believed buried by a landslide at an unlicensed gold mine in Indonesia's North Sulawesi province. The report from the National Disaster Agency on Wednesday, it said one person is confirmed dead, at least 13 are injured, but it says it's estimated that as many as 60 people are buried under landslide and rock material. The mine collapsed on Tuesday evening because of unstable soil and the large number of mining holes. Dangerous informal mining operations are commonplace in Indonesia. Police, search and rescue agency workers, military and Indonesian Red Cross personnel are all involved in the rescue effort. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari was re-elected to another four-year term Tuesday after the opposition tried but failed to stop the vote counting. With all the votes counted except from one state, election officials gave Buhari an insurmountable lead over former Vice President Atiku Abubakar. Buhari is expected to make a formal victory speech, but he has already tweeted that he is, quote, very proud of what has been accomplished. Election-related violence has left at least 53 people dead. The House of Representatives voted Tuesday night to block President Trump's declaration of a state of emergency along the U.S.-Mexico border. The declaration would allow Trump to use money for a border wall without congressional authorization. Passage in the Democrat-controlled House was expected. Success in the Republican-led Senate is much less assured, even after three Republicans have already said they oppose the emergency declaration. If it were to pass in the Senate, however, President Trump has promised to veto. This is VOA News. President Trump is in Hanoi for his second summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. There are hopes for a deal that would lead to the North Korean leader to give up his nuclear weapons. In what promises to be a riveting and historic televised hearing, President Trump's former longtime personal lawyer Michael Cohen is set to appear before a House Oversight Committee Wednesday to provide an intimate and potentially damaging look at Trump's business empire, as well as his conduct during and after the 2016 presidential election campaign. A senior U.S. official said Tuesday the Trump administration will impose more sanctions on Venezuela in the coming days. Elliot Abrams, the special representative on Venezuela, said, "We announced some sanctions yesterday. There will be more." He spoke to reporters at the United Nations, where he addressed a meeting of the Security Council called by the United States. He said, "There will be more sanctions this week. There will be more next week. We will continue to impose sanctions on high-ranking members of the regime and people who handle their financial affairs." Abrams also said the United States would bring a draft resolution before the UN Security Council for a vote this week. The resolution would call for the entry of humanitarian aid into the country. The United Nations says in the last 3 days about 9,000 people have evacuated the final piece of land still held by the Islamic State terror group in Syria. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Syria said of those fleeing the Syrian village of Baghouz, 99% are women and children. 6,000 civilians have been brought to the nearby Al-Hol camp for displaced persons in northeastern Syria. And a new report from the Bipartisan Task Force on Extremism in Fragile States says the United States will need to significantly change its approach to fighting terrorists and extremist groups or face the prospect of more never-ending wars in the Middle East, Africa, and beyond. The assessment was released on Wednesday. The report is the result of a comprehensive look at U.S. military campaigns against terror groups such as the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.